a three-part Ramban about birds. The first encounter with birds in Sefer Vayikra is in right after Sheni, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Person offers an oath, can't afford an animal, brings birds. So he brings one, he brings a tor or a ben yonah. And the Ramban wants to discuss why the selection is limited to these birds. And he essentially provides three different strategies. So first, a little definition. In a general sense, the tor and the yonah come from the general species. A tor is more of a dove, probably identified as what we would call a turtle dove. A yonah, obviously, there are over 300 types of pigeons. So it's a type of a pigeon without getting into the zoology and the classification. Because the Torah writes ben yonah or b'neha yonah, Chazal determined that a yonah is only kasher when it's young. A tor is kasher when it's only older. At least according to Chazal, it seems as if the demarcation of young versus old has to do with the coloration of the feathers, of the outer appearance. As it starts to get gold, it's a sign that it's growing older. It starts to get yellowish. Ramban addresses this on three levels. First of all, he wants to know why pigeons. Why not broader selection and broader options, perhaps more exotic birds? Obviously, so many different types of birds, many, many more birds that are more exotic and exciting based on their plumage, based on their color, based on their chirping, based on their exotic nature. So the Ramban, obviously, this is the broader question. Why is the general pools of animals we can select from for Korban so limited and so humdrum? And the Ramban quotes the famous Medrash, which has a lot of very meaningful metaphoric connotations, that Hashem doesn't want us to have to trap animals, but the animals we offer for sacrifices are accessible, domesticated, readily available. And silly pigeons in Eretz Yisrael, and in general, most climates are readily available. Hashem doesn't want us to see religion or korbanos as something we have to leave our reality or walk outside of ourselves to attain, to achieve. That's for a broader conversation. But what interests the Ramban is why specifically doves, and in particular, why younger yonah and older torim? Why we don't take a broader range of birds, he already discussed. He also, a little bit later in his conversation, he talks about why we don't choose chickens, which would also be easy because they're domesticated and readily available. We would think, I would have suggested, if you just asked me that question, because they don't take flight. Since they don't take flight, there's something about a bird's flight and soaring to heaven and the connection between heaven and earth and interaction between these two dimensions, which I think we're trying to convey with the carbon. That's not what the Ramban says. Ramban says because chickens, their mating patterns seem very gross and vulgar. When Chazal want to talk about how we have to maintain a certain respect and dignity and maintain the unique special romance of sexual encounter, in part by limiting it, so Chazal say a Talmud Chacham shouldn't be with his wife like a chicken. So chickens were seen as a type of species whose mating patterns elicited scorn and derision. So that's why the Ramban feels chickens, though they're domesticated, shouldn't be included as a korban. But getting back to the doves and the pigeons. So in a general sense, before the Ramban discriminates between doves and pigeons, or between Torim Gedolim and Yonot Ketanot, the Ramban, this is something which he quotes, the very, very famous Medrash, that the Yonah is chosen because of its loyalty. That's why in Shir HaShirim, Am Yisrael is compared to a Yonah at this point, without discriminating between a Yonah and Torah in the way that Vayikra does. Because keep in mind, Shir HaShirim also mentions a Torah, the Kol HaTor, Nishma B'Artzeinu. So, the general distinctiveness of a Tor and a Ben Yonah is that they're very, very dedicated to their mates. In fact, the Gemara in Erevin, a very well-known Gemara, which Rabbi Yochanan states, that we would have the capacity to derive moral instruction from the natural kingdom, even if the Torah hadn't prescribed it or described it. And it speaks about learning the laws of Arayos from a Yonah, who would have been able to study pigeons and learn about marital fidelity. And Rashi in Erevin, Daf Kuf, speaks about a Yonah remaining true. It's one of the fewer birds that remain with their mate for a lifetime, or certainly for an extended period of time. And Chazal speak about this as a metaphor for the Jewish people, their loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their loyalty to the marriage and the union between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and that's why the phrase Yonah is so seminal and formative in Sefer Shir HaShirim, because that's the Sefer that describes the struggle through history, but the heroic ability to maintain our loyalty to Hashem despite all the challenges that we faced. Yonah si b'chag ve'hasela b'sefer ha'madrega kol dodi dofeik pischili achosi rayosi Yonah si tamosi. And of course the reference to Torah, kol ha'tor nishma b'artzenu. Again, not distinguishing right now between a Yonah and a Tor. What's interesting, and the Ramban doesn't discuss, are two aspects of the Korbanos of Tor and Yonah. Again, before I distinguish between them. Number one, although this Ramban describes someone who offers a Korban Ola, who can't afford an animal and offers a Tor or a Ben Yonah, more often than not, birds were part of a Korban, or the Korban, offered in a moment of Tumah. Zav, Zava, Mitzara, Tumas, Beis HaMikdash. And in a moment of Tumah, a person could feel distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Mikdash. And the birds connoted that the relationship was still intact and was still robust, because these two birds remained loyal to one another, despite the fact that they would appear not to be loyal, because unlike sedentary animals, their flight patterns and migratory patterns and feeding patterns, birds have to forage across very large areas. Some birds fly thousands of miles across oceans to locate food and then return back to their nests and to their mates. So a person who is tameh may feel very distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he is consoled and he is rejuvenated by bringing birds to remind him that although they may seem distant, the relationship is still very much intact. Additionally, very often two birds are offered, a set of two, once again to highlight the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the person at a local level, or maybe Tameh, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael in a broader historical graph. So the Ramban doesn't talk about this, he just highlights the aspect of loyalty, but there are two applications, halachic applications, which would reinforce the loyalty imagery associated with birds. Now, the Ramban wants to distinguish between the two, why we offer a younger Yonah, specifically younger, not older, and an older Tor rather than a younger one. And the Ramban believes that the Tor is extremely, extremely loyal in the way that he described, but a Yonah tends to be a little bit more combative, possessive, jealous, and therefore invidious. Ramban writes, the Yonim, the very Kanoi, and because of that contentiousness, there's a lot of squabbling, and there's a lot of turf defending, and because of that, they may separate from their mate in a way that a Tor will not. So therefore, a younger Tor is sacrificed rather than a younger Yonah, because when the Yonah becomes a little bit older, it may become a little bit too possessive and aggressive and zealous. So therefore, to fully capture, remember, they lived with birds more interactively than we do, older Tarim were offered, and they conveyed fidelity, loyalty, commitment, and younger Yonot, because bringing an older Yonot may highlight certain levels of aggressiveness and zealotry that weren't meant to be enunciated during the Karban. Another Ramban says something else. It's a subtle shift, and if you don't read the Ramban carefully, you may not sense it, but it definitely is a shift. When describing why younger Yonot are chosen, it's not just that when they graduate and mature, they'll become possessive and contentious. But we want to capture a certain imagery associated with younger Yonot, because there's a certain association and attraction to the nest that a Yonot displays when it's young that's very unique, certainly very unique vis-a-vis other birds, maybe even vis-a-vis a tor, although it's not clear, maybe just the Yonah, when it's young, captures that phase, and the Torah, when it's older, captures another phase, and different phases are meant to be captured by the Torah, and different phases are meant to be captured by the Yonah. And the Ramban elaborates, the other animals, the other birds, if some other predator invades or attacks the nest, so the birds will fly away. But the Yonah, the Ramban writes, lo ta'azvenu b'shuminyan, will go down fighting, defending its nest. V'chein Yisrael lo yachlifu baram v'tarasol li'olam. They'll never forsake Hashem. Ela o Yehudi, o tzaluf. I'll either be Jewish, or I'm willing to be crucified or martyred. So there's something about the Yonah when it's young that evokes the image of young Yonot being protected relentlessly, being protected tenaciously by her mother, and that's also meant to convey the commitment of the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So essentially, if we glue together the two pieces of the Ramban and we fuse the imagery of the older Tor and the younger Yonah, and we overlay that metaphorically to the Jewish people and their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and their ability to withstand historical pressure, we essentially have a duality. On the one hand, we're loyal to Hashem in the context of marriage as a husband and a wife, and that's what the Torah is meant to convey, because the Torah is absolutely loyal without the contentiousness and jealousy and divisiveness of an older Yonah. So when a person brings a Torah, he's reminding himself of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people as husband and wife. Ironically, the featured part of Shir HaShirim, although Yonah is written more frequently in Shir HaShirim, but it's the Torah that would convey it more. But when a person offers a younger Yonah, he's envisioning not the life of two adult pigeons or two adult doves, but of a younger dove being extremely bonded to its nest and being protected ferociously by its mother Yonah, and our willingness to sacrifice our lives on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now compared to the mother Yonah's willingness and strength, and the motive for our martyrdom in Mesiras Nefesh is slightly different. Our motive is not just our love for Hashem, but our recognition that we have to protect Hashem's presence and protect Hashem's name in this world, the same way a mother Yonah will protect its own nest. And that's the Medrash the Ramban quotes, where a Jew will say, I'll either be a Jew or I'll be crucified, not only because of our love for Hashem, but because we're custodians of monotheism and we're custodians and representatives of Hashem's presence in this world. So it's not just a passion, it's a custodial responsibility to present Hashem to this world, even at the pain of death. And it's a very, very subtle difference, but a very important one in assessing Mesiras Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem. The older Torah The older dove, marital fidelity. The younger Yonah, custodial responsibility of a parent to their offspring, or in this case, as almost, it's an incredible inversion, it's almost if Hashem's presence in this world is our offspring, it's our responsibility. And then just to complete the Rambam concludes by citing the Rambam. The Rambam, in the Marne Buchim, this is in the third section, Simon Mem Vav, wants to claim that the reason older Torim were chosen and younger B'nai Yonah is because of the taste. That the older Torim taste better and the younger Yonot don't taste better than older Yonot. The Ramban disagrees. He registers his disagreement in part because he disagrees with the taste. He feels that younger Yonim are similarly inedible, and therefore they shouldn't have been chosen. But by his response to the Rambam, it sounds as if he may be taking issue with predicating the choice on how the birds taste. Would that really be a appropriate or suitable condition for selecting? No one, especially in Olah, these animals aren't going to be eaten. So for the Ramban, again, the meaning has to be metaphoric, and even if it isn't metaphoric historically, meant to evoke the role of the Jewish people in history, it's meant to evoke something else. The Ramban says that adult Torim, at least they believed, helped to sharpen intellect. Younger Yonim had medical remedies, particularly for prepubescent boys who had a difficult time reaching puberty. The Ramban calls them apalgas. Either way, for the Ramban, it's the medical and health-related impact and consequence of the Torah and Ben Yonah that would determine the selection and the aging decisions, not how they taste. And this tour degree speaks about the different ways in which the Rambam and the Ramban may have viewed Korbanos, a very famous Rambam cited by an earlier Ramban in Vayikra. For the Rambam, Ben Moshe Ben Maimon, this is a way to eliminate pagan culture centered around sacrifices by recreating sacrifice but directing it towards Hashem. So allowing and instructing Jews, commanding Jews to engage in sacrifices meant to mimic to a degree pagan sacrifice and then redirect the energies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban and many others have very, very serious issues with this. But certainly for the Rambam, eating may have been a central part of the korban, and the taste of the birds may have been very consequential. It was for the Ramban, and the Ramban, when he describes korbanos, is very Kabbalistic. Everything has to be very metaphoric and abstract, because humans eating the flesh of the animals is not really, it's not experiential, it's more mystical and metaphoric and iconic. So it's not a question of how the animals taste as much as what potential human benefit the animals yield, medical, intellectual, developmental, and of course the metaphor for the Jewish people and their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very, very fascinating Ramban. Not a terribly long Ramban compared to the earlier Ramban I mentioned about korbanos in general, but again, there really are three layers. Number one, domesticated, accessible birds rather than exotic, colorful. Number two, the birds as a metaphor for our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the difference, subtle but important difference, between the loyalty of the tor, of the dove, and the custodial sense of accountability and responsibility and supervision of the pigeon. And then finally, it's not about their taste, but about their developmental and medical value.